This is Trevor Bragdon with Commonwealth Partners, The Winning Edge. Tips to help conservatives persuade and win. If you've ever watched the movie Frozen with your kids, you might remember the scene from the beginning where they're cutting ice with saws and hauling it with horses. Now, this wasn't something that Disney dreamed up. In 1870s America, this was real life. Ice was big business. Hundreds of ice companies thrived up and down the East Coast, cutting ice and storing it in the winter and delivering it in the summer for ice boxes to provide home refrigeration. At one point, there was no company bigger than the Knickerbocker Ice Company. It employed thousands of people who delivered ice and cut it during the winter. But as time progressed, the ice business got more and more cutthroat, as this old system was disrupted by technology. At the same time Knickerbocker Ice was fighting to become the largest ice vendor, another company was founded in York, Pennsylvania, later called York Manufacturing Company. Unlike its peers fixated on natural ice, York asked a different question. How can we make ice? It took a long time, and through innovation, through technology, and lots of effort, York figured it out. By 1917, when many traditional ice companies were going out of business, York was producing half the ice-making machines in the U.S. But York didn't stop, and it kept innovating. It started with ice machines, then moved to refrigeration, then air conditioning, and then HVAC. York still exists today as part of Johnson Controls. To survive in any market, you need to identify the fundamentals that don't change, but also quickly adapt to the technologies that are changing. The fundamentals for York were people needed refrigeration, and how they provided it kept evolving as technology evolved. With campaigns, the fundamentals that don't change are this. The most effective way to win votes is to talk with individual voters. But you're always limited by time. One way to gain more time to spend with voters is to use tools like ChatGPT to speed up work. Many things we do on campaigns take time, but are busy work and, quite frankly, are a little frustrating. These are perfect jobs for AI. In this Winning Edge episode, we're going to talk about one way to use AI and ChatGPT in your campaign: writing the first draft of something. It could be the first draft of a speech, an email, a press release, or even a social media post. So first, what is ChatGPT? ChatGPT is an AI-driven chatbot developed by OpenAI that uses what's known as a large language model to understand and generate human-like text responses. So basically, it's good at writing. It's good at engaging in conversations, answering questions, and generating content across a bunch of different topics. One way to think of it is like a decent intern. It's good at some tasks, but like any intern, you always want to double-check its work. Where ChatGPT really shines is for candidates creating that first draft of the speech, the email, or press release. We've all suffered from staring at that blinking cursor, paralyzed as you're trying to think what to write. What ChatGPT can do is create a workable first draft on most topics, especially if you take the time to refine the results. It often speeds you along since you're starting in editing mode rather than creating that initial first draft. We've created a short video that's linked in the show notes to show you how to get started with this for your campaign. In it, we show you several ways to get ChatGPT to learn your writing style, create a first draft of several documents, analyze a report, and create a social media post. The key with ChatGPT is that it's just a tool. It can be helpful to speed up the process of writing, but it's not going to replace you, your thinking, or your strategy. But it will let you get the first draft of a speech done in 5 or 10 minutes, and then you can spend the next 25 minutes revising and reworking it. The speech you produce in those 30 minutes will likely be much better than what you'd get done starting from scratch. Lastly, ChatGPT is not magic. You'll want to check it for errors and don't use it for things that you don't know about. But like any tool, it can speed up a lot of tasks and give you more time talking one-on-one with voters. So take 10 minutes today, watch the video, and learn how you can give yourself the winning edge with ChatGPT.